Dinosaurs may be big box office this summer, but it's not all that's in the theaters. Our film critic John Powers takes a look at two new character-driven films that he feels strongly about, The Van and Irma Vep.
The difference between blockbusters and art films isn't simply their size. It's also the speed with which they come out. While Hollywood is still finishing movies that will be out in June, art films routinely sit around for months, even years. For instance, last year at Cannes, I saw two small movies that are only now reaching American theaters. The Van is the third movie based on Roddy Doyle's trilogy about Barrytown, the Dublin community that embraced soul music in The Commitments and faced illegitimate pregnancy in The Snapper. Here, the subject is economic survival. When the movie opens, Larry, played by Colm Meaney, is unemployed. So is his dreamy pal Bimbo, who convinces Larry that they should buy one of those roving vans that sell burgers and fish and chips to the working class. They do just that, and after slaving to restore the shabby van, the pair sets about making the business work, only to discover that all the battering and frying is destroying their friendship. This is a promising enough idea for a movie. It's sort of a Gaelic Big Night. But director Stephen Frears seems bored by his material, turning it as raucous and crude as a Dublin bar after an endless happy hour. He tries to revive dead scenes with blaring pop music. He belabors cheap jokes about Irishmen getting drunk. And he permits great bouts of egregious overacting, especially by the usually reliable Meaney, who evidently thinks he's appearing in some Irish minstrel show. Call him Step and Drink It. Although I writhe through every frame of this movie, how could anyone with Irish blood do otherwise, I have to admit the movie's not without pleasures. In particular, Roddy Doyle's keen ear for profanity-laced dialogue and his sense of the melancholy bonhomie of Dublin's hardscrabble life. But despite its gritty look, the movie remains little more than a glorified sitcom that begs for our laughter, as in the scene where a disgruntled customer returns some food to the van.
What's your problem?
I'll tell you
What's your problem?
It's your problem.
The fish.
It's fresh.
It was grand and hard coming out of the freezer.
I've been into it.
That's what you're supposed to do. I think you're supposed to ride it.
It's not fish.
What is it? It's white.
It's a nappy.
He's right, lady. Fold it up. Oh, God, that's shocking.
She must have put it in the batter.
Shut up. Is it a used one?
No.
Ah, well, that's all right then, huh?
If you found that hilarious, you probably won't like the new French film Irma Vep, which is so smart, low-key, and charming that I felt sure it would never be released in this country. This offbeat gem has turned into a surprise sleeper, although not wholly for cinematic reasons. Put simply, like so many popular foreign films, be it the Italian movies of the 60s or Kieslowski's Red, White, and Blue, it has a beautiful woman as a centerpiece. The woman here is Maggie Cheung, the marvelous Hong Kong actress who glitters with the neon accessibility of her home city. She's brisk and funny, sensible and cosmopolitan, and as you'd expect from someone who co-starred with Jackie Chan, she's got a gymnast physical poise. All these virtues are on display in Irma Vep. Playing herself, Cheung comes to Paris to star in a TV film remake of Louis Foyard's silent serial Les Vampires. The name Irma Vep is an anagram for vampire, by the way. Once shooting begins, the production goes berserk around her. Her director has a nervous breakdown, she's hit on by Zoe, the film's bisexual costumier, and in one of the year's genuinely magical sequences, Maggie herself prowls the night in her black latex Irma Vep outfit. The movie was written and directed by a one-time critic named Olivia Assayas. Like many film-saturated French directors, he's in love with everything about the cinema. Its history, its stars, the giddy high-wire act of the filmmaking process. While such cinephile obsessions may sound heavy or pretentious, Assayas handles his ideas about the movie's loss of innocence with lightness and grace, giving everything an easy, spontaneous lilt. And he's smart enough to know what audiences want to see. Irma Vep isn't simply a reverie on the movies. It's a love letter to its star, who takes this brainy movie and invests it with glamour. Ravishing and charismatic, Cheung reminds us once again that the allure of movies is inseparable from the allure of sex.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.